Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Welcome with our empty glasses, because we have something fun planned for today. Welcome to episode 47.
47.
Of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We're trying something different this week. We're holding the microphones.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys can hear us better.
Yeah, very much inspired by Nobody Wants This and how they hold the mics. It just feels more casual and chill.
Yeah.
I think the problem is going
to... It also gives me something to do with my hands. Like, I feel
that's what the drink is supposed to do.
But, like, I don't know. There's something about, like...
holding the mic.
Yeah.
How we're going to, like, open these and try them, though, while holding the mics is going to be questionable, but...
Figure it out.
So, we are recording this on a Wednesday again, because I have a lot of stuff Thursday and Friday, and you have stuff, and so it just worked out. And so we thought we would do a fun non-alcoholic option this week, and we were browsing the NA section at Binny's, which, first off, we love Binny's, and we rave about Binny's. That's who we need to get to sponsor us, is freaking Binny's.
I literally tagged them.
Right.
And I was like, sponsor us.
We should reach out and see if they would give us like a gift card or something.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we went to Binny's, and they have their non-alcoholic stuff, like, spread out. So instead of it all being together... So Binny's... I know lots of different states have different alcohol laws about what can be sold in one store. In Illinois, there are, like, are no laws. I'm sure there are, but they're very lax. So there is wine, beer, and liquor all at Binny's. In my mind, it would have been nice if the wine, the seltzers, the liquor, and the beer, the non-alcoholic ones, were all together.
Yeah.
But they were not. There was, like, a beer section and a wine section, and then, like, a seltzer, liquor, cocktail section.
Yeah.
So we browsed for a while. We were being very indecisive.
Yeah. I just, like, feel like I've been indecisive all day. I've just been, like, staring at things.
Yeah. We took Lyle with us. We tried to make her pick one, but then, of course, the one that she, like, put her hand on.
It was, like, a mimosa.
We decided we're not drinking mimosas at 8:30 p.m.
Right.
So, finally, I was kind of looking at the options across the board and realized that a couple of the companies all had a margarita, in quotes, and both Allie and I love a margarita. So, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Let's get all three. Well, first I said... it would be fun to get all three and have, like, a comparison, but then, like, that's expensive and we're going to have a bunch of extras. And Allie goes, well, you can just save them for when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not now and not soon. It is a future goal, though, yes, to eventually have a second peanut.
So, to start, Recess is a brand that I know.
Okay, I've never
heard
of it.
They sell CBD, like, seltzers, which actually I really like. They taste good. They have different, like, flavors and different, like, things that they make you feel or, like, do, I guess.
Okay.
But so, actually, I was reading this when we were putting away. So, this is a lime margarita, but it actually is infused with guayusa, like, something to, like, keep you zen or, like, in the moment. And then it also has, like, L-theanine or whatever, which is also... it's kind of, like, stuff that's, like, in CBD, I think.
Interesting. Okay. So, it's supposed to, like, chill you out.
Yeah.
In addition to, tastes like a margarita.
Oh, my gosh. I know you guys loved hearing that.
That sound. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So, I'll try this one.
Yeah. We thought we would, let's each try. They're not probably as cold as we want them to be because we did not go that long ago. Yeah?
That's good.
It smells like a margarita. I mean, the fact that it says lightly sparkling, which a margarita shouldn't be sparkling, but.
That's really good.
Oh, it actually is good.
And I like the benefits of it.
Yeah.
Because I really like Recess.
It's not as sweet as, like, a true margarita. It does have sugar in it, but it doesn't taste as sweet as, like, a true margarita. And then, obviously, it is lightly bubbly, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. Okay, next.
Second brand is Mingle, which I have not heard of, but they were the one that had, like, a lot of...
Yeah, I really wish they had, like, a variety pack, because they had, like, five or six different cocktails, and I would have loved to try the variety pack, but...
Enjoy on ice with a salted rim, or add tequila.
Okay.
Oh, I already spilled that myself, of course.
Or add tequila. That's so silly!
But it actually says at the top, citrus, sweet, and sour, so, not really sure.
Yeah, well, why was it in the non-alcoholic section if you're like, if it's a mixer?
Well, the same thing said for this one. It was like, you can add tequila.
That's so stupid.
I mean, there was mixers next to everything.
Yeah, but there was, it was still in the clearly like the non-alcoholic section.
This is so weird.
Why?
That's pretty good too. Oh, Mingle is women owned.
Love that.
Wait. Where did I see? I thought I saw it. Oh yeah, woman owned. It's literally in all caps and black. Woman owned. Maybe we'll reach out to Mingle and see if they want to send us a variety pack. But that's good. It's sweeter.
Just to note, this Recess one though does say it has caffeine in it.
Oh,
so we should probably
have something else in it, and I almost freaked out.
No, no, no. It says it has caffeine. It says 10 milligrams of caffeine. It's not a ton, but it is something just to be aware of.
A drink for when you don't want one. That's funny.
Oh, this one is a little sweeter.
Yeah.
This one is definitely sweeter, but good.
Yeah.
I don't hate this at all. Again, why do all these have to be bubbly though? Like, what is that?
That's not bubbly.
There's definitely carbonation in this. It's good though. I like it. I think I like this one better than that one.
Okay, well, this one's definitely not bubbly.
Good.
Oh, Austin, Texas.
Ooh.
Spiritless. Wow, creative name. Love it.
Yeah, but at least they're like honest, like this is what we're going for, whereas the other ones are confusing.
Cool. There's not really much to say about this one, besides it's smaller. And this one, it says definitely pour over ice, but we're just going to try it out of this, and then we'll decide which one's
We brought cups of ice to pour over when we decide what we want.
Oh.
What? Is it like a concentrate?
Absolutely fucking lutely not.
Oh.
That Allie is so face? Nasty. Like, just smell it. You're not even going to want to taste it after you smell it.
Oh!
That like actually might kill me.
These two I feel like are not trying to be alcohol, right? They're acknowledging. This one I feel like is trying to give you that taste of tequila without the tequila. But
I'm sorry, Spiritless. It's gonna be a no for me.
It's gonna be a hard no for me.
Okay, well, you can have this one. I'll have the Recess one.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't mind
that. I was also going to say, like, so the Recess one is 30 calories. The Mingle is 50. This one's 80. So this one's the most calories, the most sugar.
It tastes like bullshit.
Why is it so bad?
Why? Like, was it, like, should I shake it first? Here, wait. Let me see that. Let me see it. I'm going to pour, like, a tiny bit over ice.
To see if it makes it better?
Let's see what happens. Just mixing it with my ice. Oh god, this was weird.
You're ruining that cup of ice.
Ew! No. There's something wrong with that. It tastes expired.
It's not expired.
It tastes like perfume.
Yeah, it's not it. Okay. I'm gonna stick with this one.
Cool. Great. So that's interesting. Yours looks like a marg. Mine looks like iced tea. All right, cheers.
Actual cheers. It's green night, your shirt, these straws.
Yeah.
That's fun. I like it.
It tastes different. You should try it like this.
Over ice? You want to sip that one?
Because it's like bitter. Like Recess is bitter.
Yeah. I don't really like it. More.
I'm like, there's no bubbles.
Yeah, there's lots of bubbles.
Yeah.
It's not full on carbonated like other things. It's just like lightly bubbly,
yeah.
But fun. Yeah. So
There's one that I do something that I do want to try is Kin, which is like it doesn't have alcohol, but it has like what Recess has, and it like I've had it like just like with my dinner, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I've had it with like my friends, like watching like a show or whatever, yeah. And it literally just puts you in such a good mood. It's like being like having like a high, but like a sober high.
So, that makes sense.
So, it's like, just like, imagine just like being in a good mood, like, immediately. Like, it's just like great. Anyways.
Well, this is fun. I don't know what the hell we're gonna do with the gross ones.
I mean, you could add tequila to it and see if it helps. Made with distilled non-alcoholic spirit.
That's what I mean. It's trying to taste like a margarita without the alcohol, but it is not good. Whereas the other ones are acknowledging
Hold
that
on.
They don't
I think I might need to learn more. A little upset about this.
We're gonna spend like half the podcast.
This was the most expensive one too.
Of course it was.
Award winning.
Well, so they also make like the standalone non-alcoholic bottles of spirits that you can mix with your own mixers. Maybe those taste better, but like they're canned.
Also, like I love like non-alcoholic. Like I love how people are becoming sober curious and people, here's the thing. I feel like a lot of them advertise the fact that, like, there's no hangovers, and that's great. But I feel like the thing is with drinking is people drink to get drunk. And, like, if it was that the hangovers were the problem, people wouldn't drink.
No, I think people just weigh the pros and cons. And the enjoyment of being drunk is worth the hangover the next day most of the time. I feel like it also, as you get older and the hangovers get worse,
yeah,
that it then becomes where that pro-con, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you're like, it's not worth it. It's not worth feeling like that tomorrow. And it's even like, even if you're not hungover, I know that when I drink, it impacts my sleep. I can tell my ring, like, I don't sleep as well. But it's just a choice that I have to make.
Yeah.
When I decide to drink. But I do like having non-alcoholic options that I like that are still fun. I will say, though, when I first was pregnant, and we would go like out to dinner, I would always look at like the mocktails or see if they had a non-alcoholic beer. And I did order a lot of those at the beginning, but they're still pricey when you're out. And so at some point I was just like, okay, this is not worth it. Like it is fun and cool, but at some point I just would order like tea or like a Sprite.
Yeah, it is interesting like thinking of the price points because you know, those four packs were, like, the price of, like, a 12-pack of White Claws.
Okay, you can't compare it to White Claw, though, because White Claw is gross. I feel like they're comparable to, like, a high-end seltzer. Like a...
Yeah.
Like a the Lover Boys or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're probably comparable there. Mm-hmm. But you're right. They're not that much cheaper than just drinking, if yeah. any, if at all. And that's what I was finding at restaurants. It'd be, like, $14 for the cocktail and, like, $12 for the mocktail. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Now, I understand you're still using ingredients, so it still has to cost something, but, like,
right.
The liquor's not $2, but
right.
Anyway. So, it is nice to have a fun option.
Yeah.
We are going, I don't know if you want to talk about how we have started to reach out to companies
yeah.
to see if they will send us some of their products so we can, I mean, we have been consistently talking about, like, trying out products and talking about them for months at this point.
Yeah.
That we thought that it was worth reaching out. But 100%, no matter what, we will still be totally honest. We'll still tell you when it tastes like shit. We will not, like, we're not gonna, if we say something is good, it's actually good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we say that. Like,
yeah.
Trust
no,
us.
No, 100%. I'm, like, thinking about, like, other podcasts and, like, how I have to, like, fast forward through all the ads, like, in the mm-hmm. beginning, and I'm, like, sometimes I really wonder, I'm, like, so what do you really think of that
product? you know what's funny? I wonder how much companies take into consideration, like, people fast forwarding ads and podcasts, because I do it, too, especially, like, one of the podcasts I listen to every week, she is always very good about her ads are a minute. And so I can click the 15-second
yeah, so
button
like,
4 times, and then I'm on to the next one.
So that's what I feel like the problem is like, people are more likely to listen to ads on podcasts because when you're thinking about, like, when you're listening to them, right? Like, you're listening to them in the car, or you're listening to
it's
them in the shower,
skip.
Or, like,
yeah.
you can't really, like, skip. And then you put it in, like, the beginning of the podcast, and, like, that's smart because then, like, you know, when you try to skip it, you might, like, go over and, like,
miss
the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, like... I get it. It's smart, but yeah.
What I will say, though, is the podcast that I listen to regularly, if they have an ad of something I've heard their exact ad before, I'm skipping it. Like, I don't need to hear you talk about the same product you've already talked about.
Like BetterHelp?
Oh, my God. Freaking BetterHelp, Thrive Market.
BetterHelp kills me. It's like, it's like...
What's the other one that's really...
It's like, whenever I'm feeling really down,
oh my God.
I think about BetterHelp.
Sometimes the transitions are questionable. But whenever one of the podcasts that I listen to regularly has like a new sponsor, I will listen to it. Because I trust them and I understand that we have things in common. And so if they have good things to say about a company, even though I know the company's paying them to say these things, I trust them, and so I will listen the first time.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if there's anything I've ever been influenced to buy from a podcast ad.
I've gone on BetterHelp from a podcast ad.
Did it work?
No. Because there were some hidden fees that weren't talked about in the ad.
Interesting.
You know what? There was something. You know, sometimes podcasts will have discount codes. And yeah. So if I hear that, sometimes I'll, like, go on and, like, look at that. Anyways, moving on.
We picked a Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be the Flintstones.
Cutesy.
We, Allie and I and Lila, went to the Halloween store over the weekend. I was hoping to just get some inspiration, and I did by looking up the costumes. I didn't actually buy anything at the Halloween store because it was so much more expensive than Amazon, which I hate. Like, I don't necessarily want to be supporting Amazon all the time, but it's just so fucking cheap and so fucking easy and fast. And so I was very much inspired to go the Flintstones route, and I'm very excited.
Yay.
And we also happened to run into Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
At the Halloween store. That was so funny. As of last night, she said she still is undecided on what they're going to be. So that's fun.
Yeah.
How's your costume coming along?
Oh, it's good. It's ready to go. I'm ready to put it on. Whenever.
This weekend?
Yeah. And I'll probably wear it to your party too. I'll just maybe do like jeans with it instead.
Of like being a slutty Hannah Montana?
It's not slutty. It's just like...
Short?
Short. Okay.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this, but in case I haven't, we are throwing a Halloween party. That was something I have wanted to do for a long time, was like consistently throw a party for a holiday. And so we decided Halloween was going to be that holiday. Last year was the first Strum Spooktacular, is what we're calling it. And this year will be the second, and I'm very excited.
Second annual
Strum Spooktacular. Yeah, we're doing, because we have a wedding this weekend, so it is going to be on Saturday, November 2nd, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I feel like I'm have the capacity. Obviously, last year I had a really small peanut. So we only invited our family, and I kept things very simple. This year I am going a little bit more all out, and I've already, like, even started decorating, and I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
So we invited so many people, and yeah.
Oh, I was, like, going to say something, and then I forgot. The day after your Halloween party, I'm running my first 5K.
At what time?
7:30 a.m.
So are you even going to be any fun? Speaking of, like, hangovers and drinking?
Yes, I will be fun.
I'm not convinced.
I would like to do a 5K.
I support you doing a 5K. I don't necessarily love that you're going to do a 5K the day after my Halloween party.
Sorry, not sorry. Nobody's perfect.
Well, that's where your head went. I went. There's a song from Six, the musical.
Sorry, not sorry about what I said. I think it's too late now.
I'm just trying to have some fun. Well, that is unfortunate for you and me and everybody involved in this party.
But you can have fun without alcohol. Okay. Anyways. Moving on from that, we were talking about wanting to, I figure we can start this now, but like incorporating some sort of segment into our episodes. So I found a list of like different things that we could maybe do.
Okay.
And then you kind of tell me like what you think.
Okay. Well, just can we give a smidge of a background that we were thinking that we wanted to pick a segment or an idea of something we did consistently every week on the pod. In addition to trying out drinks, but like just something, a topic or a question, something we do every week. So.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I thought it might be funny. So, kind of going along with...
Love when Allie laughs at herself.
With the generational thing.
Okay.
So like, kind of like how we talk about like, you know, randomly will be like, you know, you're adulting when, like, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, you know you're a millennial when?
No. So, we talk about, like a girl in her 20s, like, figuring life out. So, something that I, like, that week, you know, had an epiphany about or, like, realized. Like,
yeah.
For example, today, I was like, wow, I'm 24 years old. my frontal lobe is growing. And and I was trying to figure out if I can sense it growing. And I think I can.
Did you seriously just say that out loud?
And then so yours would be like a girl in her 30s figuring life out. And like if you had like a realization or like epiphany of the week.
As a girl in her 30s.
Yeah, or as a mom or like whatever it might be. That like people can relate to. Like I feel like this frontal lobe thing is like real. Whatever. Okay, that was just an idea.
First, I don't hate the idea. I feel like the phrase could be more like, you know you're in your 30s when, or you know you're in your 20s when, would be funnier. But I'm just still hung up on the fact that you think you can feel your frontal lobe growing.
Okay, we're moving on. Kind of like what you said, like trying new things, like something new that you've tried that week or whatever, which I'm like indifferent about.
Okay.
We
also said, by the way, y'all, that we were gonna not make this decision until the new year and start it then. I mean, we could start it now if you want, but we were gonna noodle
this
on
is
it.
Just brainstorming.
Okay, we're just brainstorming. Okay, the preemptive laughter, y'all. Allie, use your words.
Guilty pleasure of the week.
I don't hate that.
Like, what did you indulge in during the
like
week?
Like a food or a TV show or
I'm sorry.
The preemptive laughter.
The ick of the week. I can't.
The ick of the week.
Like if you discover a new ick.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that.
I also feel like I wouldn't have one every week. Like the other categories, I feel like I could come up with one every week. Like being in my 30s. You know, whatever. I could come up with one of those every week. I don't know that I could find an ick every week.
I don't know. I like the idea of, like, you know, the, like, 20s, 30s thing.
I don't hate that. We can play around with the word.
Like, whatever's in here is, like, more
making you giggly.
It's more exciting than alcohol sometimes, I hear.
The words that you can't say, whatever that is that's in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, we can figure out the wording. I don't hate that about doing it, like, you know, a girl in her 20s. I don't know why I don't like that phrase, but we can play around with the wording. But doing it about, like, you sharing something from the week about being a 20-year-old and I share something about being a 30-something-year-old.
Yeah. And it, like, can be, like, something that you realize, something that, like, you have been thinking about, something.
My knees cracked when I bent down.
Well, that already happens to me every time, but it's not a 30s thing. And that's the tea.
Okay, that's not really tea, but
that's all she wrote.
Let us know if you have any opinions or thoughts or suggestions on that. But I think that would be fun. Incorporate.
I think guilty pleasures is fun too.
Yeah.
But the problem is my guilty pleasure like spans out over every single day, not just one week.
You just have to pick one for the week that you want to share and talk about.
Well, speaking of things, I finished another book.
Yay for you.
Boyfriend by Freda McFadden.
Was it good?
Really good.
Okay.
Highly rock.
Okay.
Recommend. Highly recommend.
Was it like a rom-com or was it like...
No, it's like the person that wrote Housemaid.
No, I know, but Boyfriend makes it sound like... So it's like a mystery. It's like a thriller.
It's like, is he the man of your dreams or is he not what he really seems? Type thing.
Well, I can add it to my list of next year's not series books.
One more book I need to read. And I'm going to read...
There's so much time left. You're so going to hit your goal.
I'm going to read People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry because it's being developed into a movie.
Oh my gosh.
With Tom Blythe.
I don't know who that is.
Who played Snow in the new Hunger Games movie.
Oh.
And...
I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
Oh.
But I figured that...
Said that. Yeah, I heard there's a lot of snakes in that movie, and
songbirds and snakes.
My dad saw it and said, I would probably not recommend this movie for you.
Okay.
Well, I have a very strong snake phobia. I don't know if I've ever talked about
that. You've definitely talked about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm still chugging on Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah.
Same old, same old. Remember when you were going to start that when you went to Italy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't have any time to read when I was in Italy. I was quite the busy bee, and I also left my Kindle on the plane.
And you slept on the plane, so you didn't ever read anything. That's okay.
Yeah. My Goodreads is, like, all, like, jacked up. It thinks I read Iron Flame last year, and I'm like, no.
What?
I keep trying to add it to my 2024 bookshelf.
You can edit the dates on, like...
Oh. Okay.
Surprise!
So funny when, like,
teaches you something about technology?
Yeah, but it usually has to do with, like, Goodreads and Facebook.
Fuck you. Or Instagram. I taught you something about Instagram, remember? There was something recently you asked me a question.
Yeah, because I don't post reels on Instagram.
Instagram.
Speaking of things, we're not going to really post on it until next year. But I made a TikTok for Sisters Like Us. It is at Sisters Like Us. So go give her a follow. Give her a shout.
That will be all Allie, y'all. I am not touching that app with a dental bowl.
That's fine. When we make content, I will do the posting.
Great. And I don't have to go over there and read comments from mean, bitchy girls on TikTok.
Okay.
That's what holds me back from TikTok.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
It's... People are mean.
Yeah, people are mean on TikTok.
I don't need to deal with
it. Sometimes the comments are funny, though.
Sure. And sometimes they're mean.
Yeah.
I don't need to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm too old for that hoopla. So... Yeah, Allie and I had, like, a brainstorming session yesterday where we kind of, like, talked about some things we wanted to change for the podcast, some things we wanted to do next year, etc. And, yeah, kind of posting more on social media, posting on TikTok was one of those things.
Yeah, we've got lots of things in the works.
Yes, we have lots of things in the works, so keep an eye out for all of it coming in the new year. The only thing we started this Whatever. That's a change. I'm holding this mic instead of it being, like, pointed at my face. That's a change.
Yeah.
Disney night. On Dancing with the Stars, hands down the best.
I haven't stopped thinking about Joey and Jenna's dance.
So, really?
I really liked it.
So this morning, I made Sam watch the intro. Group dance, the guy from Aladdin, and it was great again. Like, the choreo is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just great. And I made him watch the Goofy movie group dance because it was also great.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was a great episode. I think the scoring's still so fucking stupid.
Yeah, like 17 people got 24.
And, like, no one's dance was consistent. I would not compare Joey and Jenna's dance to Phaedra and Val's dance with...
I know.
Like...
Yeah, I don't understand how they got the same score.
So, I am deciding to close the chapter mentally on the scoring. I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, it still impacts who goes home, though.
It's just... I fear Dwight is gonna go home. He just, like...
He can't get it together.
I mean, they just have a huge disadvantage.
Sure, but she won with somebody that tall, so...
No, he's taller.
Well, I know he is taller.
Like, by, like,
a couple inches.
No, like, 6'5 and 6'9.
Okay, so 4 inches?
That's a big difference.
I'm just saying.
She's, like, 5 foot.
Well, I know she is, but I feel like... At the beginning of the season, you were like, oh, they could win because she won with the tall guy before, and now you're like, oh, she's at a disadvantage, like... Your tune has changed.
No, I agree that she could win because she did it before. However,
I feel like he has not put in
the same effort. He is much taller than Iman.
See, but, well, obviously I didn't watch that season, right? I don't know how Iman danced. I don't know any of that. But I feel like while some of the stars, Dancing with the Stars, I almost said the celebrities, because that's what they were calling them during, like, the group rehearsals. They called them, like, the celebrity section. Anyway, some of them are, like, clearly putting in the work, and they clearly are trying super hard and are improving week after week, and you can see it. Like, Jen, like, she has come such a long way from, like, that week one dance, right? I just feel like Dwight he's having fun, he's having a good time, but I feel like he hasn't improved. And so I feel like he's stuck around this long, but like, I don't think he's gonna make it much longer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now that Phaedra's gone, I feel like now it's kind of all up for grabs.
Yeah.
Like, they're almost all kind of, like, close.
Yeah.
And I feel
Joey's
like...
Joey's still a front runner.
I think Joey's still a front runner, and I think Danny and Chandler are still up there with him. Like, I won't be shocked.
And Chandler.
No. Danny and Chandler.
Danny and Nola. Mm-hmm.
Those three.
I forgot. Sons. Danny has a... Danny's like a... What's the word?
I don't know. Underdog?
He's not an underdog. He's like...
Well, he may have been at the beginning, and now he's not.
Mm-hmm. It was a surprise.
Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like those three are definitely... Like, I would be shocked if any of them go home soon. But I feel like the rest of them are all kind of up for grabs.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for Halloween night.
Me too. Halloween night's my favorite.
I don't think anything will ever be Disney night for me, but I love Disney, so.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I need to decide if we're going to go to Disney next year and start planning that trip, if we are. I want to go. I want to take the peanut, and I want to go while she's still free. And...
Free?
Yeah, you don't have to buy a ticket if they're under...
I thought you meant, like, free, like...
Like, not busy.
Yeah, or like not doesn't have a sibling, like.
Oh yeah, yes, I do want to take her before she has a sibling because I feel like once she has a sibling, I won't want to do Disney with a little one that little, yeah. And then Lila will not be free cost wise anymore. So I do feel like we have to go before there is another baby.
Makes sense.
And I've always wanted to go to the Halloween parties, and so I want to go. Like, to a Halloween party next year.
Oh.
At Disney.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah. You started your Christmas list.
Yeah.
I feel like I need
to
get on
that.
Wait,
why? How did you know that?
Because you mentioned it yesterday.
Oh. Well, I started it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, and then you mentioned it to me yesterday.
Well, I did a really good Christmas list last year, and something I asked for last year is empty, so I'm going to ask for that again. but yeah, last year, like, it was the Kindle is the most important thing. And yeah. We talked about that on the podcast. It's tough because so my AirPods are broken.
Oof.
But like, do I want to waste like asking for Christmas, like for AirPods? And like, I kind of like the headphones, but like the
over-ear. Yeah.
They're called like AirPod Max or something. Mm-hmm. But they're just, like, so overpriced. There's actually one that's, like, the color of your sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And I, like, it's, like, my favorite. Oh, like, I really want those. But that...
I feel like if you really want those kinds of headphones, you could probably find a brand that's less expensive that works just as well.
Yeah, probably. I will never forget, like, one time I was at Best Buy, like, a couple years ago, and I bought an Apple Home. Which is, like, basically an Alexa, but the Apple brand.
Okay.
And I was, like, really excited about it because I was, like, oh, I can, like, play music on mm-hmm. it, like, just in my room. I can, like, it's just an Alexa. Like,
right. But instead Apple. Of, yeah, you say, and hey, Siri, play, and, whatever.
And it connects to my phone.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Aww.
And I used it for, like, 0.2 seconds, and now I literally cannot find it. And I swear that I brought it to mom's for, like, a party and, like, use it as, like, a speaker. And she swears that she doesn't have it. And I'm like, well, I don't have it either. So, but, I don't know. Just a thought.
I do vaguely remember that.
It's a little white ball.
Yeah. I do also think it's at mom's. You really expect mom to remember. Mom forgets. Like, I tell her the day before, hey, tomorrow, XYZ. And the next day, she is like, what? Like, she forgot.
Yeah. Well.
And that is nothing. I mean, we love mom. We give mom a hard time, but she's also the best. And it's not, like, mom is young. It's not, like, an old age thing at all. I think it's since she's been retired and she doesn't, like, have to be, she like every day's vacation. And you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're on vacation and you kind of turn your brain off and you're just kind of like living life. I think that's mom every day.
Yeah.
And so I think she forgets things really easily, especially like her house was in shambles when the bathroom was getting redone. It's there somewhere. Your thing is there. I am sure.
But it was like a while ago.
Yeah. I lived here. So I think it was last year sometime.
Yeah. Anyways.
But what, do you even care? Like,
I don't know.
What was the point of the story? Are you going to ask for something like that for Christmas?
No. Oh. I just was going on. Anyway, back to the Christmas list situation now.
I know. I just feel like I need to start a list.
I got to ask for a new phone case because the year of Lila being alive, she broke this one. But that's my fault because I gave it to her. But
accurate.
It's time. I actually do want to see the one I put on my list. It's really cutesy.
I feel like where I struggle with Christmas lists is I like want to put specific stuff so that I get exactly what I want. But then what's the fun in that? Then there's like
right, no surprise. Okay, so here's what I think about. I'm like, okay, these are technically things that I don't like. Like for example, like last year, like I asked for, like, a jewelry organizer, which I was, like, you know, like, whatever. But, like, it was fun for me because then I got to organize all my jewelry. So, like, figuring out kind of, like, I titled my thing All I Want for Christmas.
You are silly. Allie also, y'all, makes, like, a PowerPoint with links.
Cute. It says, you are made to live your best life. Don't forget it.
So cute.
But anyways.
Yeah.
That's the tea.
I don't really have any ideas yet for myself.
Well, I'm sorry.
So, I need to figure that out. Because again, when I think of things, I think of something like really specific. And then I'm like, is it really fun to buy me like a really specific like book that I want?
No.
It's not.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Christmas, is what I'm going to tell you. As someone who loves Christmas and that gets excited about all my Christmas gifts. Think about what you need, right? You might really need that book that you want.
You guys, Allie's like, if you're not watching this on YouTube, she's like sitting up to like give me this lecture. Go on.
So you should just get that yourself. If it's something that you just like, you could get for yourself, just get it for yourself. Christmas is for things that you wouldn't buy for yourself, but that you secretly want. For example, I did not need a Kindle by any means. I could read a book. Would I purchase a Kindle myself? No. But could I ask for it for Christmas and receive it and be really excited because I wanted it? Yes.
Okay.
And here's another example. Did I need a 1.5-inch curling iron? No. But I can justify the fact that I do because my hair needs to be curled a certain way. But, like, am I going to pay for that? No. You know what I mean?
Kind of. I still don't have any ideas.
You have to think about it in the way. For example.
Oh my God, you guys.
My dad and I were in Italy. Okay. And we were, like, you know, passing all of the, like, fancy stores. And I was like, well, why don't you get my stepmom a, like, you know, nice, like, wallet or, like, bag or, like, something like that. You know, you're retired. Like, it would be really nice of you to do that. And, like, if you're going to get something designer, you got to get it in Europe because you get 12.5% back. And he's like, yeah, but, like, she would never buy that for herself. And I'm like, exactly.
That's the point, right?
That is the point. That's what Christmas is about.
Right, but then I'm coming up with these ideas.
Because I feel like sometimes you're like, oh, I really need like a scarf. And then you like get a scarf and it's like, oh, yeah, a scarf, yay. Like, no, like, what? Like, just go fucking to Target and buy yourself a scarf. You know what I mean? A scarf, yay. Like, for example, like, here's a way to make Christmas fun, right? Like, last year I was like, oh, I really need a good new perfume. So I like went to the store and I like smelled all of it and I'm like, oh, I'd be really excited if I opened this specific perfume. And that's what I asked for. You know what I mean? It's making those things that you need into a want. Period. And that's all she wrote.
Wow. Wow. What a nice little lecture Allie just gave us on Christmas gifts.
And you can't expect that you'll get everything on your list. So you have to put more than what you should get so that you will be happy with. Actually, I could go on and on and I sound like a spoiled brat. So I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, a little bit. That's okay. Your frontal lobe is a little helping.
It is. That's a thing.
Well, I know it is, but
speaking of like body parts to help.
Oh my god.
I should really drink these more. Yikes. They're literally like it's just like giggly juice. It's literally like okay, anyways. Grey's Anatomy. That was my, I'm really bad at the, like, connecting.
Yeah, the transition. The transitions from topics is questionable, but go on.
I am cruising through that show.
You're gonna, like, lap mom.
I'm on season 11, and I literally was on season 6, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yikes. So all you do is watch Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I just have it on in the background.
What is... I think mom's on, like, 15.
I, like, think I have ADHD.
Okay, that's, like, an actual diagnosis that you could get tested for.
No, I saw something that was, like, yeah, so when I'm working, I'm on my medium screen. And then I also have my large screen next to it with my smaller medium screen. And then I go on my small screen. And then when I'm finished with all of those screens, I go on my extra large screen and I watch TV before bed.
While scrolling my small screen.
Correct. And I'm like, wow, I've never related to something more.
I don't know what that has to do with ADHD, Allie.
Like,
I think that's
scrolling on TikTok while watching Grey's Anatomy while doing work.
I think that's just we're addicted to screens and technology problem.
Perhaps. So. Anyways.
How's your giggly juice?
It's really good. It's like really refreshing.
I love that for you. That's it. I don't have anything else on my list.
I didn't have a list.
Oh. Well, you had a list of segment ideas.
Yeah.
I feel like we're probably good then. Maybe it's time for you to take your giggly self home.
Oh.
Okay. Unless you want to watch an episode of, what's that show called?
Nobody wants us. Yeah, maybe. Maybe, perhaps. I was still in my jeans, absolutely not. I literally brought leggings to record this episode because I didn't want to sit in jeans.
Yeah. I know. I feel like jeans are just the most uncomfortable thing on the planet.
Yeah, but they're cute.
It's not worth it.
Oh, it's worth it. I like my outfits with my jeans.
I think they look cute. Personally, it's not worth the uncomfortiness.
Well, for when I'm going to work, like, I can't wear leggings to work.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. But you can wear jeans?
Yeah. Leggings are, like, sporty.
I get that. I understand it's a step down from jeans.
Anyways.
Okay. One other new thing I wanted to add. I started doing this on my YouTube videos for people who want to support and comment, but like don't know what to say or don't know what to comment, is you comment with an emoji of the week. So if you listened all the way to the end, and Spotify has comments too. So if you're on YouTube or you're on Spotify and you listened all the way to the end, comment with a lime emoji.
Lime.
To check in with that you watched all the way or listened all the way to the end. We appreciate you very much.
We really, really do.
And all the other things. If you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and subscribe if you haven't. And if you are on another podcast platform, we would appreciate a review. And
a good review, not a bad one. Thank you.
What Allie said. And I think that is going to be it for this week. We will see you all next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
So okay, we're going to do a lineup. And I...
It's like some of the stuff on the list is stupid.
That's fine. I'm cutting that.
Okay, what?
What is wrong with you? don't need to touch your mouth to the mic.
Oh, we're totally fine if we want to be done.